Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Sometimes people say something and it gets blown out of proportion and a big deal is made of it and I just don't understand it. And we're going to start today with a conversation that Evan was having on his show, Evan and Tiki show in the afternoon. And it was I thought, not even a throwaway comment, but something that I saw making the rounds on social media last night that spurned a good conversation between you and I, where Evan was saying that, all right, everybody's going to be starting to get excited about St. John's, which we are. And by the way, we talk more St. John's thanks to you more than anybody because you do the games and now you got me into it. And obviously they're relevant. That's the biggest issue, that St. John's relevant. So we're paying more attention to it, at least more on the, you know, the periphery fans like myself.
Mm-hmm.
And Evan said, hey, we're going to get into March. It's going to be exciting. But before we get into that, just know the college basketball game is not anywhere near the NBA, and I'm paraphrasing. College basketball stinks, the quality of play.
Like a lack of efficiency, I think. That was Evan's main thing.
And people were going against that, and I'm looking forward to having this conversation with you, but I didn't see really anything wrong about it. It wasn't a knock on St. John's. It's just that the college game, like to me, it's pretty common knowledge that the college game does not have the talent that the NBA does.
Well, you know, it's funny. What Evan said, he definitely didn't take a knock at St. John's. No way.
Right.
Let's clear that up for anybody who thinks that Evan did. There's no way he did that. Evan's just a bigger NBA fan than college, and
right.
That certainly is prerogative. Now, I didn't hear it live. I caught a lot of the stuff on social media, people chiming in, whatever. That always happens. Okay, great. To me, the NBA, and listen, if you listen to our show, I don't think you're going to be surprised what I'm about to say, because I've hinted at this for a long time. Outside of the Knicks, the NBA is as uninteresting to me today as it's ever been in my lifetime, and I'll give you three quick reasons. Number one, one of these reasons has applied for a while, but it's even more now. Like, the NBA regular season is completely irrelevant. There's too many games, nothing really matters, so there's really no urgency, number one. Number two, and I don't know that this is necessarily their fault. It's just the timing. The NBA is far too reliant on aging stars. Like, I'm sorry, and I know he's amazing, whether it's LeBron and Steph, but I'm just not jacked up and juiced up to watch the Warriors play and, you know, Lakers play, unless it's the Knicks, like last Saturday. You know, 8 o'clock Saturday night, ABC, who the hell cares? I'm probably not watching the game. I've seen Steph take a gazillion threes. I've seen LeBron dunk it 30,000 times. So I think they've got a problem where nobody's really grabbing the baton, that next wave of young superstars. And then to me, the other thing would be the style of play. Really, it's like watching a Nerf game. Remember when you're little, you put before they had the cool Nerf hoops, you got like a hanger and you play, you know, Nerf ball with your buddies in your bedroom. When you're like 7 feet, 6'8", 6'9", you're shooting threes, the basketball's the size of a softball. It's just so easy to shoot now that it's really taken a lot of the skill away from it, and the over-reliance on the three-pointers, there's no defense, there's really no pride anymore in the NBA. And I don't tolerate it anymore. Right. I don't love the NBA.
Okay, I'm not going to say I'm going to disagree with that, but that's not what Evan was saying. He was saying that the college game isn't any good because the guys don't have that skill.
Well, I agree with that. College kids aren't as skilled as the NBA, clearly.
But
he was putting the NBA on a pedestal, and I just think the NBA sucks right now.
Well, the talent.
I think the NBA is awful.
Talent-wise, and it's weird because I was reading some of that stuff on social media while watching the Knicks game, and I made a conscious effort to pay more attention just to see like how I felt about watching the game. There is no comparison in the skill set.
I agree with that.
From one to the next. Like,
I totally agree with that.
Like St. John's, who is, you can't even argue now, one of the best teams in the nation, mm-hmm. right? They're ranked number 9. They get a big game tonight. They're one of the best teams in the nation.
Yep.
They can't shoot.
Yeah.
Like it's painful to watch them shoot the basketball, which is pretty simple. Like, yeah, defense, grade, rebounding, all that stuff, energy, effort. They can't shoot the ball. And this is not just them. This is, and again, I'm like, I'll check in during the tournament time. Obviously, this year a little bit sooner because of St. John's. But usually Big East tournament, NCAA tournament, and college basketball, while I like the half-court game better, while I like the energy and effort that these young kids play with in comparison to the NBA, millionaires who really don't care, half-assed until the postseason, and even then, like, no effort on defense. While I agree with that, they can't shoot. And it's a
major... Well, St. John's can't, but there's a lot of teams that can.
I think a lot of the other teams, even in the NCAA tournament, the majority of teams are not great shooting teams. And you watch the NBA, and everybody can light it up. Now, there's no defense. There's a lack of effort. I'm not going to argue that. Tonight, I'm a bigger Knicks fan than I am St. John's fan. I think there's more intrigue in the St. John's matchup against Villanova than there is with the Knicks.
Yeah.
Just because it's a regular season NBA game, like we kind of...
Yeah.
You know, the Knicks, it'll matter when Mitchell Robinson comes back, when they play a different opponent, when they're in the postseason. With the Johnnies right now, it's trying to find out how long they can keep this going, but I agree with Evan in that the college game is, unfortunately, these kids just can't shoot.
Well, but again, that's a generalization that I disagree with. Now, St. John's doesn't shoot.
Right.
Well, I think if you watch, like, say, DePaul or Seton Hall, who was morbid this year, no disrespect, Pirates. I feel for you. And they're a proud program, but they're really bad this year. Like, if you watch the wrong team, you're not wrong. But I'll tell you what, think about this, Sal. This thing that we do, this thing that has given us this great opportunity for you and I to make a good living, sports radio, think about that. What are you and I least tolerant of?
Lack of effort.
Lack of effort. Right. You nailed it. I knew you nailed it because we're from the same cloth. We just don't tolerate it. And listen, when guys, and there's major leaguers who get booed when they're, you know, 1 for 20. But who do we get on the most? Do we get on, say, Stanton if he's 1 for 17 with 11 whiffs, or do we get on Gleyber Torres for not running down the line or not keeping the ball in front of him and letting it trickle in when Ohtani advances to third? The lack of effort to me is non-negotiable.
Right.
So this is just me. Listen, a lot of guys can't shoot in college. I would rather watch. And they are getting paid in college as well, so it's not like it was in the old days, or at least now they're getting paid legally. They're always getting paid on some level. So they are professionals to an extent. But I would rather watch the pageantry, you know, the cheerleaders, and I don't mean it like that. Like, the school pageantry, the camaraderie, the kinship, the attention to detail, the effort, the motor, and watch 30-ish games like that, then watch, and I love the Knicks, you know this.
I know.
Then watch 82 games where these guys just don't care.
Yeah, I totally understand that, although I would rather see the more talent. Even though I'm with you at my core, all those things are great. And again, I like the half-court game, I like the pageantry, I like the feel of it, especially March Madness. But then you actually watch it, I'm like, oh, God. You know, it's like, I hate to even use this comparison, but it's like the UFL or whatever these
minor leagues.
Bullcrap football leagues. But yeah, in theory, oh, it's great. I'm going to watch a football game. There's nothing else going on. And then you watch it, and it's like, oh, my God.
Yeah, but I got to tell you, Sal, you got to do me a favor now. Yeah. And I don't even know if they're playing tonight, but I know you're locked into the Johnnies. I know that. I know you'd be involved as long, you know, hopefully we're going to do a show out there. Yeah. We'll be at the Big East tournament. We're going to be doing a lot of stuff with St. John's. We got Rick back
on the
show. Matter
of fact, I got to put in for Big East credentials. I hope we could get that.
I know, but
in general, okay.
You're good. I got the guy. Don't worry. You're good. So, you'll be there again like you were a year ago. I know you're locked into the Johnnies. Do me a favor at some point. Just peek in on, say, Auburn. Peek in on Tennessee. Peek in on some of the now, Houston plays very similar to St. John's. I'm giving you some of the best teams in the country because it is a generalization. Now, St. John's doesn't shoot well,
but
they're also an incredible outlier. If you gave any other coach those statistics, they might be Seton Hall this year or DePaul.
Understood, but they are ninth in the country, and this, to me, predates St. John's. Like, I didn't just start watching college basketball this year, into St. John's. I'm going back to last year's tournament, really the last several years, where I feel like the caliber of play or the quality of play is not at least what I remember it being. Even something as simple as shooting free throws, like your college basketball kids, you should be knocking down the majority of free throws.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
And I feel like there's a lid on the rim when you're watching these games. Now, I don't tolerate the lack of effort in the NBA. I've had to accept it because it's gone this way for a while. I hate the three-point game. Come down, chuck a three. Come down, chuck. I can't stand that.
Mm-hmm.
The Knicks may be the most, not maybe, they are the best offensive team that I have seen from a Knicks team in my entire life.
I agree.
And yet I'd much rather watch an 88-86 game against the Pacers.
Yeah.
A battle with elbowing and guys getting knocked down and guys playing with toughness and energy and passion hard throughout the course of the game. Every possession mattered, as opposed to this game where, you know, teams turn it over, they don't care. Like, it's just, so I don't like that, but the skill is so much better in the NBA that I think it offsets, at least for me, the lack of intensity.
I hear you. We see it differently. I'll put it this way. We'll get to the calls here, obviously, BT and Sound on the Fan. Now tonight, of course, I'm going to be locked in St. John's Nova. I'll keep it on our Knicks,
obviously.
What channel
we got that on tonight?
That's 6:30. That's a 6:30 ticket. It's FS1. I believe it's FS1. Yeah, okay. I believe it's FS1. And by the way, Creighton lost last night. UConn won at Creighton, so St. John's is now up by two games in the conference. I think tonight's going to be very tough for St. John's for a couple of reasons. I don't want to get too in the weeds here. I can do that maybe a little bit later. I'm not taking this game for granted, but if St. John's beats Villanova tonight, they will absolutely win the Big East regular season crown. But I understand, Sal, like, there is a big drop from, you know, the Ewings and the Pearl Washingtons and the Derek Colemans and all the great players, because they're younger now, too. And also, there's roster volatility. I'm talking about college. There's now roster volatility where guys hop in the portal, and when you just keep bouncing from school to school to school,
you're not gonna grow.
There's no chemistry. When there's no chemistry, there's a little lack of efficiency there. But if you tell me, like last night, obviously I'm watching the Knicks, and of course I'm following the UConn-Creighton game. Let's say the Knicks aren't playing, and it's UConn, Creighton. Forget about it. That's too easy. Creighton, Xavier versus Villanova.
Okay.
I would rather watch Xavier Villanova than the Bucks and Denver, the Denver Nuggets. Now, I really would.
Yeah,
but the NBA's awful.
But maybe is it based on your, not just you personally, but the interest level, meaning the game has more meaning than just an otherwise meaningless regular season game?
Well, I'm
a Knicks fan, right? I'm just getting into the Johnnies now, but obviously my care has been the Knicks, and I like the NBA better than I do the college game for the reasons that we went over before, but tonight, the more intriguing matchup, the better storyline, the game that matters more is the St. John's game. I don't think you can debate that.
No, I wouldn't. Matter of fact, I completely agree. Now, again, I don't even say Xavier or Villanova with any thought about, well, how does this impact St. John's? Forget, even if St. John's didn't
college
exist,
game, you're
I would, yes, I would rather watch those two teams play. I think Xavier's incredibly well coached. I think Villanova with Neptune is, I think he's an okay coach, nothing more than that. He's certainly not Jay Wright. The point being, I would rather watch 10 kids on the court fight through screens and miss more shots, of course, whether it's behind the arc, whether it's in transition, less efficiency, whether it's at the free throw line. But I will take that effort if given the choice over chucking up 60 threes uncontested. I can't take it.
But the same way you tell me that it's not every team that can't shoot, there are a few. It's not every team that doesn't play with effort.
That's true.
So
I got you on that.
And the irony of this whole thing is, Evan watches the Nets.
Yeah.
BT and Sal, the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire.
And Seton Hall. Well, at least Seton's usually pretty good. Yeah, he's a Seton Hall fan.
Our friends at Town Fair Tire remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Chris is in Seacliff, New York. What's up, Chris?
Hey, Chris.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. How you guys doing?
Good.
You guys are spot on what Sal was saying. Like, what the college students lack in shooting and skills, they make up in heart. I enjoy watching the March Madness, seeing these guys, they're scrappy, they got heart, they're sliding across the floor for a loose ball. You don't really see that in the NBA. But I think that's where they kind of win out. And it is exciting to watch. And there's a lot of good storylines that come out of the college experience. You know, when you're looking at these kids, I mean, you know, in quotations, they're students as well. So they're wearing a couple of hats, and they have other things to tend to, even though they are getting paid. But I just think the college watch is very exciting.
Yeah, and again, it really, so you're more with me, but it really depends who you watch. I'll give this to you where, you flip on the wrong college game, it's like, oof. Listen, I'm not saying that if I'm just buzzing through the channels and I see Bowling Green playing Toledo, that I'm sticking with it. Yeah. You know, I mean, there's a sparse crowd. It's on some obscure network. No, I'm not John Rothstein, who's, you know, watching every single possession of every single team and knows the ninth man on, you know, University of San Diego. No, but just to me, when effort is optional, you lose me.
I think that's the best argument. That's why, like, we were having this conversation and we disagreed, because I was saying, I'd rather watch the talent of the NBA, and you were saying you'd rather watch the effort of college basketball. But we don't disagree with that. Like, I like the max effort. It's just, to me, to a point where the majority of college games that I've watched in recent years, it feels like they just can't score. They can't shoot. It drives me nuts. And by the way, it's also coming from a comment that Evan made, which I also think is being taken, I don't know about out of context or just wrong, where it felt like he was, and we have that sound, but we can play it when we come back.
We'll play it for you.
We'll play it coming back. But point is, where I don't think Evan like was ripping St. John's or the college game in general. He was just saying they're not as talented as the NBA players, which is a fact. Even you who disagree.
No, he's right about that. He's like, definitely not dissing St. John's. No, but I think where, and again, I respectfully disagree. Evan's a great sports fan, but he tolerates the lack of effort, while I...
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
sleeper. Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Right.
Probably tolerate a diminished efficiency.
Okay, let's listen to it just to get some clarity here. Yeah, Hoff pulled it up here. Go ahead, Hoff.
a true statement that I'll only utter today because I know there'll be a lot of excitement around St. John's, and I don't want to spoil that legitimate fun that this entire city is going to have. So I'll just say this now on February 11th. College basketball is horrible basketball. Hmm. It's not good. Mm. And when people say, well, it's great defense. No, it's not.
A lot of missed shots.
It's just badness.
It's bad offense.
Yeah, so I hate to be an NBA snob, but anyone who lectures me, it's so much better. No, it's not. Well, I mean, first of all, it's subjective. And I don't know anybody that... Was anybody lecturing Evan?
I don't know where he got this from.
Nobody does more college hoops around here than me. I don't even talk to Evan about college hoops.
Right.
I mean, very rarely. Who's lecturing Evan?
Yeah.
Who even watches college hoops at the station?
And maybe he just takes it personally.
I don't think he's not watching it.
Maybe he takes
Evan's
it
Evan's not... Sean's not watching it.
What, the college basketball?
No.
Sean might be.
No, nah, I talked to Sean. He's like, he doesn't really care about hoops.
Mm.
College hoops.
Yeah. Loogie!
I mean, does
St. John's have dudes, dogs, and dudes?
Yeah, they do. They got more than the Knicks. They got more dogs than the Knicks, that's for damn sure. They got a better coach than the Knicks, too.
Dave is in Princeton, New Jersey. What's up, Dave?
All right. Come on, guys. You got to be kidding me.
What's up?
College basketball with UConn, first off, and St. John's, all right? It is by far the better watch. It's not even close.
No, it's in your opinion. That's your opinion.
You want to watch a bunch of guys run up the court and shoot a ball. That's all they're doing. A bunch of guys.
Well, I'd like to see somebody in St. John's shoot the ball.
And rebound. Rebound, miss. Maybe you make one. There's no physicality to it. Do you remember when we actually played? Did you play, Sal? Did you play, BT? Yes, of course we did. So come on.
But I don't understand what that has to do with anything. Thank you for the call.
Yeah, thanks. It's just his opinion, you know. Now listen, college basketball's changed. College basketball's changed more than the pros. You talk about how the NBA's changed since the '80s or the '90s. Right. College basketball's changed more with the portal, you know, with kids getting paid now, you know, now they're professionals, but it's just a personal preference.
Right.
I find more wrong with the NBA than right at this point, and I find more right with college than wrong, but that's just my opinion.
I personally, and you're right, everybody has their own opinion, right? There is no definitive answer here, which makes it a fun sports conversation. All I can tell you is my feel on it. I have fallen out of love with the NBA for the last 20-plus years for multiple reasons. One, the Knicks have been dog crap for the majority of that time.
Yep.
And two, I don't like the style that they play. While it's much more skilled, like the guys in that, like John Starks might not even be in the NBA, and he was my favorite player in the 90s. So the skill is greater, but I don't like the style of play. However, I'm giving you my perspective. I watched the St. John's game against UConn. I was very into that. I watched the Knicks last night, Pacers. I would say that it was a tougher watch for me. Now, this could just be my lack of diehard fandom for a college team, although I'm into the Johnny, mm-hmm. Certainly you know that.
I get it.
So it could be that. But I'm not I'm into the Knicks, but I don't hang in and onto every single possession in the regular season. But it's a tougher watch for me with the quality of play in the college game versus the NBA.
All right, fair enough. Let me ask you this. And this could be partially attributable to your opinion. Maybe not, though. How much of what you just said is because you don't, and this is not a knock, this, that you don't know a lot of college players? Like, when there's not great familiarity, it's less personal?
Right.
You know what I mean?
Maybe, that's what I'm saying.
Maybe that's why I can watch Xavier and Butler and obviously UConn, Marquette, because I see them play against St. John's. Yeah. I've called their games. I know some of the play. I'm not saying I don't know them personally, but I'm familiar with their games. I know the coaches. Like,
maybe
it's more intimate for me because I know it more. I don't know.
Right, but that could be skewing your opinion the other way. Because, you know, like me, I used to love the Ivy League when I was doing games for Columbia. Nobody cares about the Ivy League, or at least the majority of people don't care about the Ivy League.
Yeah, but I also know the NBA as well as anybody, and I don't like it. So it's not like I don't know the NBA, and I'm very intimate with with college, which is skewing my interest to college.
Right, but you can't. So
I know the NBA
know the
as much as I know the NBA better than I know college.
Right, but you can't say you're not watching OKC and Dallas.
No, I watch a lot of. I don't anymore. Like this year,
but
don't.
That's what I'm saying.
So for 45. I did.
Right. No, I get it.
I mean, I'm telling you, I bet a lot of basketball. Yeah. I love the NBA. I can't take it anymore.
I used to be a lot more into it. I'm not as much anymore, but still just the level of, like, I don't think it's because I don't know the college players, because I never really cared to know the college players for a lot of the reasons you just mentioned.
Yeah.
Especially now. They're
but you still knew them. You knew Ray Allen. You knew Jerry McNamara.
Yeah,
Khalid
Elamine.
Yeah, all right, you know what I'm saying? You just knew names. They kind of transcended the game. That's not the case anymore in college hoops, except Cooper Flagg and, you know, one or two other guys.
BT and Sal on the field. We'll continue the conversation. When we come back, 888-808-1019. Brandon Tierney, Sal kind of back on the fan of this Wednesday morning. Week is just flying by, dude. I don't know about you. I feel like it's flying by.
It's moving, bro.
I know we've been having some fun, and time flies when you're having fun, as they say. 888-808-1019. Today, a unique conversation for us, but a good sports talk conversation nonetheless. Evan started it with his, I was going to say disrespect toward college basketball, but I don't think it was that. By the way, he texted me, so Evan's obviously listening, and he brings up a great point.
Hey, Ev, text me as well.
Maybe we'll start a group chat.
I get a little annoyed by this.
Really?
Yeah, a little bit. I mean, and I don't want to overstate the level of annoyance.
Evan and I do go back, you know, over 20 years.
Okay. Evan and I have a bit of a text thread. I mean, not to overstate it, but I mean, come on.
He does have,
you're listening to the show.
Yeah.
Stop texting him. Text both of us.
Maybe he's afraid you're going to yell at him.
I don't yell at anybody.
He just did. He goes, funny thing is the Nets are the college team. They have no talent, no skill, but they play hard.
Yeah, that's funny. All right, so listen. So we'll get back to the calls. Let me just hit you with this. I think this is interesting because I think that, I'll use the word again. I'm possibly overstating things about the college game.
Right.
But here's where... And not to pick on Evan, I want to pick apart something that he believes and that I think others subscribe to, including you. I want to just give you a couple stats here. Now, the perception is in the NBA, the shooting and the efficiency is simply a lot better than college, right? That's basically the main gripe.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you look at, and I'm not going to do too many because it would take forever. You got the top five teams in college. Forget about St. John's. Okay. They're
who
nine.
Who are they? Auburn? Well,
you got Auburn, Bama, Duke, Florida, Tennessee.
Bama, Duke.
The SEC is absolutely loaded this year. Big 12 is really... ACC stinks. Big 12 is good.
Yeah,
SEC
see, that's
is
part
crazy.
Of my like lack of...
That's
Auburn.
All good,
who gives
ever.
A crap about Auburn basketball? Come on.
Well, I mean, they're better than Auburn football. And they have been for years now.
I know, but I'd be more into SEC football. SEC basketball? Come on.
Well, Kentucky with Calipari. I got
Big
it.
Big East, ACC got to take over.
ACC
Big 10,
sucks.
I'm into that.
Hey, Syracuse, how you liking the ACC now? How's that taste? Anyway, so Auburn, right? So Auburn, Bama, Duke, Florida, Tennessee, through five. Auburn shooting 38.5% from three. 38%. Okay. A little more than 38%. Alabama shooting 35%. Duke is shooting 38%. Florida shooting a little bit more than 35%. And Tennessee's right around 34%.
Right.
Now, what does all that mean? Well, St. John's is 29%. Give you a little perspective. Whoa. You're right. They can't shoot. They don't shoot well. But there are 20 NBA teams... Right, I just looked, right now, shooting below 37%.
Right.
So this belief, whether it's, you know, Evan, again, all due respect, I love Evan, but I just think he's a little factually off with this. When you say that the NBA is so much more efficient than college basketball, well, I just gave you, and I'm sure if you go deeper, maybe the numbers are a little different, maybe it can skew more his way, but I just gave you the five best teams in college basketball. They're not amazing from downtown, but they're all basically around NBA average.
Yeah.
And 20 teams in the NBA don't shoot the three particularly well.
Right. But I think just overall.
That's 20 out of 30 teams in the NBA.
You're going by the stats. I'm talking about the talent in general. Like, yeah, all right, teams may not have as high of a percentage, but those guys are much better shooters, I think, individually, especially when you start getting into the layers of depth. Here's what I want to do, and we'll get back to the calls here in a second, and I'm being dead serious when I say this. I want to give myself a homework assignment.
Oh, okay.
Watching. I'm not talking about St. John's, Villanova, which we're into, or the Knicks game. I'm talking about, like, pick an NBA game, OKC, and what? And I say OKC because SGA, he's a star.
He's awesome.
All right, but you want to take them out of it and just watch? How about you watch the Nets in Miami? Or something?
God, you couldn't pay me to watch that.
Well, I'm just saying, I want to watch a game.
The Nets in Miami.
I want to watch a random.
I'd rather watch a high school game.
I want to watch a random NBA game where I have no dog in the fight,
no bets, no allegiance.
Right, and the same, and then compare that.
Uh-huh.
To the same thing in college. Watch whoever. Xavier, as you said, Villanova, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Just a random college basketball game. Could be two good teams, doesn't matter. And see which one I just enjoy as a fan more. And then I think I could give a better answer. But last night, like for me, With that in mind, it was the Knicks, though. And even without Jalen Brunson, they played well, won the game in Indiana. I just felt like it's a far superior product to even the St. John's game that I enjoyed watching them up in Connecticut. Manny's in Brooklyn. What's up, Manny?
What's up, man?
Hey, first of all, thanks for taking my call. as a Nets fan like Evan, maybe it's because I actually see, even though they're not good, I see competitive basketball. I definitely think that, even forget about the Nets, like, other teams, the Rockets, they're fun to watch. I think the Thunder are fun to watch. It's not even about the 3-point line, it's the athleticism, it's everything. It's just overall better. They're built better. They play better. There's more chemistry. You really see this, yeah, as opposed to college, a bunch of kids trying to figure out their life. And I don't really know.
Well, you know, I got you, man.
That's not a great argument. I don't really know.
Okay, we'll leave it at that. Let me ask you this. What is the difference? If that thought applies, which it does, like, of course, college kids from a skill perspective, from a physical and emotional maturity perspective, of course there's going to be a big drop because the NBA is full of grown men.
Right.
You know, and college, you are still juggling most of these, not all of them, but books and relationships and navigating life. They're still pretty young, even though they're making money, so there's just different pitfalls that they've got to deal with and juggle basketball. But like, why don't we say that about college football to the NFL? Nobody really complains about college football. Now, people complain about the transfer portal and NILs and that they're now pros. I don't really complain about that. The portal a little bit, not the money. But nobody whines about, oh, Ohio State's not nearly as efficient as the Cleveland, I'll keep it in state, Cavaliers. Yeah. What the hell's the difference?
Yeah.
There is none.
Yeah, I mean, I guess the college football game, and I used to watch it a lot more than I do now, but the college football game doesn't, I mean, maybe it's just the game itself of football where you don't see the differences as stark as maybe you do with guys missing shots. Like, the simplest form of basketball is shooting, right? Making, especially free throws. Like, it drives me up. And now the pros miss free throws too.
Uh-huh.
But just at the college level, it is ridiculous. At the NCAA tournament, it's ridiculous that these are the best teams in the country and they just can't make the simplest of shots. It drives me up a wall. Where in the NBA, all right, maybe they miss some free throws, but it's not to the level, I feel like, of college.
You know how we make bets, BT and Sal bets?
Yeah.
I want to edit, you know, and Evan and those guys edit the L chain. Yeah. I want to add an element to our show.
Yeah.
Not so much bets, but a BT and Sal challenge.
Yeah.
Whenever one of us says something that the other one's like, okay. So you talk about missed free throws, right?
Yeah.
How many free throws do you think you'd hit out of 20? And by the way, whatever number you
tell you, I tell you this: Patino's at the tryout. He may give me a uni. I mean, by God, these guys can't make the free throws.
You're not wrong with that. they do miss a lot. I hear you, but
I probably go.
What would you go out of 20?
I mean, you got to give me some time to build up.
I'll give you a little time to work it up. So, but there's got to be a payoff though. Like whatever number you come up with, if it's short of that, you've got to do something, and if it's more than that, I've got to do something.
Yeah, all right. I mean, we could have that conversation.
You don't seem like you're willing to embrace this.
No, I'm fine with it. I don't know how it's pertinent to the fact that college basketball players, like, if you...
I just think it's fun.
No, it is. Yeah, it is fun. Okay.
We make fun of ourselves, or we flex.
I'm fine with that. Now, you're the better shooter, but...
Well, that's why I want to do it.
If I get some time to work up, I can go total. What do you think you would hit?
Well, I will say this. You have to do
a station-wide one because me versus you may not be.
I know you're going to take this the wrong way.
Yeah.
I love you.
Yeah.
You had no chance to beat me.
Yeah.
It's more about how many can you make for you.
Right.
Well, don't take that wrong way. I shoot the lights out still.
Well, how many do you think you could get?
Out of 20?
Yeah.
I'm good for 16, 17. I mean, I'm just pouring them in. That's what I shoot. I shoot. So where would we go 12? 11 and a half. Help me with an over-under here for Sal.
I go over 10.
11 and a half? Maybe 11?
I get 8 and a half.
Oh, no.
How many?
I do more than that.
I think you'd go more than that.
I do more than that.
I think you'd go more than that.
And by the way, maybe you choke under pressure. You don't know. Maybe there's a little pressure element there.
I haven't in the past, but I mean, I guess anything's possible.
Well, I mean, you haven't gone head-to-head with me.
But I did win the CIO Brooklyn Queens and, you know, Long Island Championship free throws back in the day.
But again, this is your strength. This is your strength.
It's my only basketball strength.
Well, whatever. So, I mean, you know.
I'm messing with you. But, he'd hit more than 8. How many would you hit?
Oh, me?
I don't even know if you'd hit 8 layups.
Oh, stop
Well, how about this?
What?
Can you teach St. John's how to shoot some free throws?
He's such an ass.
I'm serious. I mean, they can't.
They're going to start. Hey, Kadari made a couple down the stretch the other night, but again, statistically, you're not wrong, dude.
All right, BT and Sal on the fan. We've got to think of a payoff for that one. We'll continue the conversation when we come back. We'll get into some baseball as well. Yesterday, a fun day. Pitchers and catchers reporting, so we got some of that. But the basketball, college versus NBA, 888-808-1019.
What's Dove's number? Dove, what are you at, 3.5, 4? Dove played for the softball team back in the day. He does surprise us.
I'll be okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, from 15 feet. You know, like.
I understand.
Okay. All right.
Dovey.
Yeah. Dovey from deep. He's actually pretty good in pop a shot. Every once in a while, he'll, like, bust out a swish. I'm like, whoa, we're even with the left hand.
This is why I'm hot. This is why I'm hot.
BT and Sal back on the fan. I got to start shooting some free throws here, apparently. 888-808-1019 is the number call. I do love shooting. Like, we talked about that when you go to the gym, especially being on the garden floor. You hooked us up for the St. John's game.
Uh-huh.
I did something about basketball. I was never great at it, but I just love it in a good gym with a nice clean rim and net. Oh, man, love shooting the basketball. Actually, I used to work out when I worked out with Steve and Natural Body Steve.
Oh, they had a gym, too?
Yeah, his gym. Was it Lifetime Fitness? Well, I forget where we joined there for a while, but afterward, we would do exactly what we talked about, free throw shooting contest.
I'll tell you, you could get lost in that. Like, I go back to my childhood, even beyond, like, ages. I mean, even up to, like, 13, 14, even more with that with the basketball. The two things that jump out, I remember always throwing a ball off my neighbor's garage while my parents were sitting in the backyard during summer nights, and it were bad hops. Like, it was one of those things where it wasn't like a flat surface, so you didn't
hit
really
a
know.
Nook or something.
Like a little pointy thing. And I always pretended I was like Ozzie Smith, and then obviously shooting. Just shooting. You get, like, pretend you're Ewing and Dominique and the music, and I used to tape my fingers like Bernard King. I swear to God.
I used to tape my fingers. I would wear the armband like Starks used to have, dude. I was like that. But you just made me, you unlocked a memory here with the baseball.
Yeah.
I used to throw a heavy rubber ball.
What color? The blue one, the pink one from the drugstore? No.
It was clear. It was like a clear.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Did it have seams or no?
Yes.
I know which one.
It was a heavy rubber ball.
Yes.
So I would go to a spot on the side of my house that had, my father put probably the brand new siding at the time, right?
Yep.
And then there was a little, maybe like a 2 foot gap from the floor.
I know what you're talking about.
The siding
I can see it.
The base, you know, the brick wall.
Yeah, sure.
And I'd be trying to obviously throw it off that wall and bounce me.
Make that crash.
Yeah, and it cracked the side.
Oh, it actually did break it.
Oh, yeah, a couple of times. God. Yeah, and he would obviously get upset at that. And I'm like, what's the big deal? Now it's a homeowner. Now I get it.
Yeah.
Sorry, Dad, now I get it. But back then, I'm like, I'm just trying to play ball.
Well, what would you feel better about as a dad? You know, somebody knocking on your door saying, you know, your son tried to steal this from the grocery store, or, hey, your son hit a line drive through my window.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. It's an easy choice.
BT, it's out on the fan. Is college game better than the NBA game? How do you say this guy's name?
Geza
in Middletown, New Jersey. Geza, what's up?
Yeah, hi. Good morning, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I'm with BT, and it's 100%. BT, I'm a Rutgers guy. I was hoping we were going to have a better year and have a lot
too.
More to talk about our guys.
Yeah.
Sal, I guess it's more with Evan. You know, he said they don't play defense, and I think that has a lot to do with the bad shooting. And coaches make a bigger difference, I think, in college. Like, just one example, BT saw it. St. John's is down 14, Patino calls time, puts on a press, and all of a sudden he's back in the game. I don't know how often you see that in the NBA.
You know, then
you get to March Madness, and, you know, you got the 16 seed beating the 1 seed. I mean, you can't replicate that in the NBA.
Nah, that's not true. I wouldn't say that the 16 seed beating the 1 seed.
The Knicks did beat an 8 seed, did beat Miami as a 1 seed.
Yeah, and that never happens either. It's not like that happens all the time. I wouldn't use that as the argument. Look, I gave you my opinion today, but I want to really watch now with intent March Madness, or even more so we can figure out the Big East tournament versus the NBA game and see. But I just think that you could pick which game you enjoy more. I don't know if you could debate the talent versus talent level.
No, I'm not even trying to do that. Not even close.
Yeah, it's a matter of the style. And by the way, when they want to turn it on in the NBA, that's the issue with the NBA is when they want to turn it on.
Oh, yeah.
Then they could. That's why the postseason's a little bit better than the regular season. And then the other knock on the NBA, I was just thinking about that as Gaze said right there, the 20-point swings in the NBA, That's such a turnoff to me. How could a team go up 20, then give it right back?
Like, I know. Just, I know.
You know what I'm saying?
I do. You see it. You see it every night in the NBA.
Yeah.
You do. Now, that's the proliferation of the three-point shot. You see it in college as well, not to the extent, but...
college, didn't college used to be more three-ball reliant? Like, I like the half-court game, but much more than the NBA, and it felt like, oh, well, this team, if they're not getting down their threes, they're going to win the tournament, or they'll go all the way to the final four.
Yeah, well, it was the great equalizer. Teams that were smaller, teams that, you know, didn't have a Ewing at center, or a Roddy Cicely, or a Derek Coleman, or a Lenny Bias at Maryland, like just some of the big boys back in the day. Yeah, I mean, if you could stroke it from deep, then you give yourself, like, you know, or if you're Princeton and you could do keep away and do some backdoors and, you know, try to grind it out. Like, stylistically, nothing in the NBA is going to surprise a team to the point where they can't handle it. Now, they might look a little skittish for a minute or two. Like, I'll give you an example. And the call that brought it up. When St. John started pressing Hurley the other night, 94 feet, for basically the final 30 minutes of the game, they weren't prepared for that, and St. John's just took their soul. Now, if the Knicks tried to press the Pacers last night like that for the first 10 minutes of the game, maybe they call for one or two. Maybe they don't really get in the flow of the offense, but they're not going to look disoriented. So stylistically, there's nothing that you could do to another NBA team that makes you look inept. You can get that in college, whether it's, you know, grinding it out like Princeton or, you know, bombing 23s.
Steve is in Manhattan. What's up, Steve?
Hey, how you doing, guy?
Good.
Hey, Steve.
What's up?
So, look, I know you've been talking about what do you prefer to watch, the pros or college. But, look, both pro and college, they have to do something about the last 2 minutes of a game taking 40 minutes. That's painful.
Yeah, I mean...
What's your take on that?
I mean, thank you for the call, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
I find it atrocious in the NBA. I don't know what the... I mean, this has been going on forever, though. You know, there's nothing new here. Maybe the bottom line is both games aren't good enough. You need more skill at the college level, and you need more effort at the NBA level. Maybe that's really where we're at here. But as far as the timeouts go, look, I think the NBA is at least open to ideas of how to evolve the game. I don't know about in that particular area, but it is tough to watch those final 2 minutes, all the timeouts and the possessions.
Yeah, I complain during the game, so I'm like, come on, stop blowing the whistle.
But how do you fix it, though?
I don't know that you do. Listen, I do think it's more pronounced now, and I've got a reason why. Like, back in the day, like, you know, I just mentioned some old NBA, old Big East icons, right? So you go back to the 80s and the 90s, even though the three-point shot hit college in 87, hit the NBA in 79, hit college in 87, and the ABA had it in the mid-70s. But just to give you, like, a roadmap of when it was really born in college, 87. And they may have experimented with it, like, in the early 80s for a minute, but it came in 87. So... But they didn't shoot a lot of threes. Like, back in the day when we were growing up, if St. John's led Villanova by seven with, you know, 21 seconds to go, the game's a wrap, okay? But now, the last thing you want to do is foul somebody shooting threes. So if you're up by seven now with 20-something seconds to go, it should still be a wrap if you hit your free throws. But you lay out on defense. A lot of these kids could shoot. Boom, there's a 3-4-point deficit. Inbound the ball, bang, timeout, foul. And now, because of the ability to score fast,
right,
a 9 or a 10 or 11-point deficit with like 40 seconds is not statistically like insurmountable.
Right.
So it just grinds on forever.
Right, so
where back in the day, they would just take the air out of the ball.
Right, exactly. But then how do you fix that?
You can't. That's what you can't fix that.
But you can't. But it is a problem.
I can't stand it either, but I don't know how you fix it.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's a solution.
I know. And look, maybe that's just a problem with the basketball games, like you said, in general, both college and NBA. Aiden is calling from Pearl River. What's up, Aiden?
Hey, how's it going, guys? Just wanted to make one point on the NBA versus college game, and then I got one St. John's question for BT.
Go ahead, buddy.
All right, so in my opinion, I think anyone who played the game competitively appreciates the college game a little more because the effort, defensively especially, makes the game better. It brings you back cuts, ball movement, all sorts of offensive sets. And, I mean, maybe I'm a bit of a basketball purist, but to me that's far more entertaining than the NBA. Like the NBA almost looks a bit like a rec league game, just up and down, shot, three, missed. And then for St. John's, I was lucky enough to be at Iona for all 3 years at Patino. So I got, you know, a little bit of an in-depth look on that. He's incredible. I think he's the best coach ever in college.
Yep, so do I.
But I wanted to ask you, BT, did you watch that show that came out on
Vice?
I forget what. Yeah. I watched the first episode last night. Did you take a look?
I watched the whole thing, and it was absolutely phenomenal.
How long is it?
It's an hour.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Sal, you're going to love this. Like, it is Patino raw, mic'd up, at practice, you know, like, and you see how hard he is on these young men, but also how he elevates. He's just, you know, and again, because I'm connected to St. John's, I'm sure some will take this as a homer view, and that's fine. There's nothing I can do about that. But, like, enjoy, however long Rick is here, enjoy it.
Have you talked
He's
about
He's a it? Genius.
Have you talked to him about how long he wants to do this?
Yeah, off camera I have.
Do we, like, have an idea? Are we talking 2 years, 3 years, 5 years? Give me your rough estimate. I don't need you.
If I had a guess based on what he said, first of all, I don't think he's... Some people are worried he's going to go to Indiana. He's not leaving
this
St. John's.
Right.
This is it.
Okay.
Number one.
How old is he?
72.
Okay.
I think that it is... I was trying to explain this to Jen the other night. I think it's his life mission to elevate St. John's.
And then once he does...
Then he can hand it off to somebody that maybe his son, who's in New Mexico right now and very good. And then he's got to build buildings. He's got to raise money. And he's taking it very personally. And I don't know how long. Listen, if they get to the Final Four this year, he's not going to retire.
Yeah.
I would think that Rick will be on the sidelines. If I had to guess, I think he's going to fulfill the length of his contract, which I believe he signed five. Was it 5 years?
Okay, so then he had three more.
I'm thinking
this
and then three more.
Okay.
And I wouldn't rule out more after that. I would be.
I mean, he's going to be 75 at that point.
So is Jim Boeheim.
Yeah.
But you got to understand this about Rick.
And Rick is better than Boeheim, obviously.
Oh, much better. But like, even like Rick without basketball is incomplete. And I know that sounds like almost corny, but it's true.
Yeah.
Like, you can only play so many rounds of golf at Wingfoot.
Yeah.
Right. You can only play so many guys, you know, at Wingfoot, or, you know, go to your $1 million, you know, $5 million place in Miami,
yeah,
or take the private jet to any part of the world. Like, you know, basketball's oxygen to Rick, and he's not looking to die anytime soon. I know that that's a roundabout answer. I think he's going to be here for at least a couple years.
BT, it's Al on the Fan. We'll continue the conversation with your calls, 888-808-1019. Get to some baseball as well next hour. BT and Sal on the Fan.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Enjoy USDA Choice Beef New York Strip Steak, bone-in for $7.99 per pound, which pairs well with Josh Cabernet, 750-milliliter bottles priced at $14.99 each, or buy six or more mix and match for just $13.49 each plus CRV. Signature Select Value Pack Boneless Pork Top Loin Chops, $3.99 per pound. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.